Welcome, everyone. My name is Tristan.
And I'm Aya.
And today, you might have heard our shows before. We talk about all kinds of random stuff. But today, we just kind of got talking, and one of us said, like, why don't we talk about movies? Because we always talk about movies and TV shows. So we decided to write down and try desperately to number our top 20 movies of all time. And probably some of them are going to get forgotten, and we're going to tear our hair out, but...
Yeah, it's hard.
You know, we're going to have other lists of, like, things we forgot or best comedies or whatever. But these are, you know, what we're thinking of now,
yeah.
Time of our life,
top 20. We want to make it an annual thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe half a year thing.
Yeah. So, neither of us, by the way, has seen the other's lists yet. So, this is a surprise to both of us.
Yeah.
And we're going to start from 20 and go to number 1. And I think we'll start with your...
Yeah.
From your number 20.
Okay.
Best movies in the year 2014 by Aya Mathers.
Yeah.
All right, take it away.
Okay, number 20. You might be surprised. Mm. Casablanca.
Really?
Yes. I was surprised myself. But I really took it off the list so many times, but I had to squeeze it in.
Mm.
It's one of the classics.
It's a classic.
It really grasped me.
Mm. What about it got you?
Just how, like, I really hate the idea of cheating, but it didn't go to the dark side, I guess.
Mm.
Like, it was kind of sad,
but
it never got really messy.
Mm.
And I don't know, just the self-sacrifice of the person was really, I don't know, I felt really, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a certain amount of, like, self-loathing about Humphrey Bogart's character that's really good.
Yeah.
It gets into that, like, it's stylishly self-loathing without getting depressing or overly dark.
Yeah.
There's a purity to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And agreed. I was surprised myself. That's my 20. Okay, number 19, Apollo 13.
Ooh, that's a good choice.
Yeah, I had to make it into 20 because it's a very first movie I watched with my father in the movie theater, and I have lots of memories. Like, I've never seen my dad cry, like, when we watched a movie. That was his first movie, I think.
Mm.
He shared his tears with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. when they came back to the Earth, he said, "Oh, yokatta ne. I'm happy for them." Yeah. And cried.
We should say, sorry, we've talked about two movies already.
Yeah.
I don't mean to derail it, but we are going to be going into spoilers for probably at most of, if not all of them.
Not going to try too much.
We'll try to avoid it, but go into this knowing we're spoiling stuff. Yeah.
Okay, so number 18.
Okay.
Confession, this is a Japanese movie. Kokaku?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good choice.
That was a... I don't know. It's not a movie I will watch many times. Like, I might watch it again sometime, but it's just was so powerful that it... It's... I don't know.
You should tell people about that because it's not... It's probably not huge overseas.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't want to spoil too much, though.
The basic story is that a tragic event happens at a school.
Yeah. The little girl dies at a school. Yeah.
And what happens with the people around her and her family and stuff, what happens in that aftermath is
what's teacher, in the movie. Yeah. Female teacher, has this, like, lesson of life, I guess, but in a really, I don't know how to say, like, a vengeful way.
It's
super dark.
Brutality. Nearly.
Yeah.
But it kind of, it's a deep question in how far do you take revenge or how far do you let yourself go before it's too far?
Yeah.
Or how, does the punishment meet the crime kind of thing?
Yeah.
I was deeply upset by the movie.
Yeah. I was really upset too.
It's in the best way possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read the original book, too, and it was really good. But yeah.
Confession.
Confession.
Out there. It's a Japanese movie.
Yeah. And, okay, 17 is Always. Sorry, it's another Japanese movie.
God, why didn't I think of that?
But this is post-war, so, like, they're recovering from the war, and they're kind of starting to enjoy, like, normal life again. Mm-hmm. And just the vitality of, like, looking toward the future really cheers me up.
I should say it's based in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Just post-war, as you said.
Like, when, like, the fridge comes to the house, they are so happy they stick their heads inside and, like, say, oh, yeah. or something like
that. It's like the first refrigerator.
Yeah.
They get a TV and everybody wants to come to watch pro wrestling because they're, like, the only people in town with a working TV.
Yeah.
It's and it has a lot of those hallmarks of Japanese movies, which is, like, the strong tragedy. The sense of sacrifice and tragedy, but at the same time, like, you will be rewarded. Not always equally, but, like, hard work begets some kind of reward, whether it's moral or yeah. physical or whatever.
Yeah, this is a movie I want to watch, like, from time to time.
Yeah,
like,
it's really good.
Repeatedly. Yeah.
That's a series, so there's three movies in that series.
Never seen the third one.
Yeah, we didn't see that one. Heard good things about it.
Yeah.
Always.
Yes.
It's called.
Okay, 16. Yeah. This is a comedy. I just love it so much I had to put it
in. I think I know what this is.
Down with Love.
Yep.
I'm sorry, it's so charming.
It's really good.
It's really charming.
It's really
good. It's Ewan McGregor and Renee Zellweger. It's just so cute. Like 60s, 50s?
I want to say 60s. I think it's like 1963.
Costumes and music and just everything is just... so spot on for me.
I don't know if it's like 63. Don't quote me on that. But yeah, it is. Yeah. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really nails the tone of that era particularly well. Like, the soundtrack is really good. Yeah. The, like, lighting, everything just really goes... it goes all out into that style.
Just the, I don't know, world of sex, I guess.
Yeah.
It's really... a fun movie, and the story, it's got a twist at the end that I really like.
That movie almost feels like a musical without song.
It is, yeah, kind
like, of. It's so vibrant and energetic, but it doesn't have any music. Well, okay, there's music.
At the end, yeah.
There's a musical number, but yeah, that's a good one. Good choice.
Yeah. I'm sorry about the noise. And 15. Mm-hmm. Kiki's Delivery Service.
Mm.
That's the, Studio Ghibli. It's about this witch girl who goes out of town to a new place and searches for her new life. Because it's their family, witch tradition to go somewhere totally new, surrounded by new people and live your own life.
Mm. And it's not like witch... like in your like Wizard of Oz style, like they're widely accepted in that world, and everyone's like, "Oh, cool, you're a witch."
Yeah, I've never seen witches for like ages.
Yeah. Oh, kind of... I've seen them on TV, like heard of them on the radio or something.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not really the point. Is not the witches, but it's just going somewhere new and like acceptance from people. Like, the different kinds of people, I guess. So, like, I really related to Kiki, the girl, since I went abroad.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It's a coming-of-age tale.
Yes. So, that's number 15.
Okay.
Yeah. Shall I stop, or...?
No, continue. We've got still got plenty of time.
Okay, number 14. Kramer versus Kramer. That... I don't know. I didn't expect it.
Yeah.
This one.
That's a good one. I didn't expect it either.
I know, but this just brings me tears every time.
I didn't expect it to be as good as it is. Like, I kind of forget how good...
Kid in it is awesome.
The name of the... actors. What's his name?
Hoffman?
Thank you, Dustin Hoffman. My God. I kept thinking of Sean Penn.
Why?
I Am Sam. I don't know. I always get them mixed up. I don't know why it is. I know they're not all the same, but...
Hoffman's the same person as Master Shifu.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was in Outbreak, which is a good movie.
Yes. Outbreak is another good one, but I didn't.
It's got a little bit too much action for my taste.
Yeah. So, next, number 13, yes. The Pianist.
That's the Adrian Brody, right.
This one is a war movie, and I really wondered if I wanted to put it, but it's just, he just wants to play the piano, but he just can't in that time.
Can I put that on the DVD box?
What?
He just wants to play the piano, but he just can't.
That didn't come out right.
No, it was just really, like, I love how you boiled it down. Just like
it's not that simple, because, like, you know, when you're evacuating and if you stop playing the piano, then that's really bad for you because they will know where you are.
Well, yeah, okay.
But anyways. Okay, I don't know how to deliver this feeling.
No, please continue.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry to derail you. But yeah, like, it is really about, like, simply put, he wants to, that's all he wants in his life, and the one thing he wants is constantly taken away from him, right?
This is a war movie, and I didn't want to laugh during, like, this talk, but I'm sorry.
Do you want me to go back?
It's fine. I'm sorry. Okay. No, but this is a really great movie. And, no. Like, it's just... I don't know. Like, it doesn't show the ugliest part of the war. Hmm. It really kind of... I don't know.
Well, what would you consider ugly? Like, just, like, the front, like, line stuff?
Brutality and stuff?
Sure. You're Saving Private Ryan kind of thing.
I've never watched that movie, so I don't know.
Don't.
I'm going to get hate mail for that one. I'm sorry, but this, I really, really liked it, because I like to play the piano, too, and I really understand that.
And I think, I'm sorry, I should apologize for it. Please, nobody get offended for me joking during that. It's not joking about the subject matter, just the way it was boiled down.
So let's move on to number 12.
Good idea.
Gattaca.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
This is like a good sci-fi that really...
Which we just watched recently. Well, I'd seen it years and years ago, but you saw it for the first time.
Yeah. I really liked it.
Why?
I can't say it. People should just watch it without knowing anything about it.
Well, there could be spoilers. Like, we can say a little bit. At least introduce the premise of the movie.
Well, in the future, this is, I don't know, near future?
Yeah.
The future, I guess.
The future.
The science is so advanced that they can tell what, like, if this person is capable of becoming this kind of occupation and stuff. Like, oh, this person will probably die around this age.
Right.
Or he's not apt to this job. He's too weak or something. So you're really limited. Your future is already decided. By science. But...
it's like discrimination, right?
Yeah, but there's...
genealogy.
Yeah. And... I don't know what else to say.
I think it affected you a lot more than I thought it would.
Yeah, I had a mental breakdown at the end.
Yeah.
I cried so much.
We don't have to say why, but it's powerful.
Yeah.
I think it's underrated. Like, honestly, like, a lot of people, maybe because there's not enough action, or for some people, it's like, it's more thriller, but, like, it, I don't know, I don't think sci-fi... is that quiet usually? And I think it should be.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, number 11.
God, did we get that far already?
I know. This one, I don't know. You will not choose, I think.
Okay.
School of Rock.
Okay, no. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. I just couldn't... you had to make it somewhere in this list.
Oh, and you saying that made me think of a movie that I wanted to get on there, but I totally forgot about.
I really like this movie. It's just, I don't know. It's just, acting is one thing, but it's so funny how he goes to school pretending to be a teacher, but ends up actually teaching an important lesson.
You should say this is Jack Black. And,
yeah.
Sarah Silverman's in it, too. She's a comedian.
Joan?
Sarah Silverman.
Is it?
Comedian.
Okay.
Comedian. Lady.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the 11th one. Shall I stop or shall I go to top 5?
Why don't you...
6, I mean.
Maybe you want to say top 10, your 10th, and then we'll end with that.
Okay. And we'll
switch over to me.
Do you want to leave 10 for me for the next time? I went to top 11. I've got 10 more.
Okay. All right, well, do you want to take a break there, then?
Yeah, so...
All right.
What do you think? What did you think of my top 11 to 20?
I like them. They definitely show... Can you go through them one more time?
So, okay, from 20, yeah. I won't say the number. Yeah. Casablanca.
Yeah.
Apollo 13. Uh-huh. Confession. Kokaku.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Down with Love.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki's Delivery Service. Kramer versus Kramer, The Pianist, Gattaca, School of Rock.
When you say them all next to each other, they're like that. There's definitely like a theme. Like most of those have something to like important to say.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say most of them. All of them do, but like all of them have some like lesson or some kind of like redemption or good result from. A trial that someone undergoes, so I think.
Yeah.
I was really surprised to see Casablanca on there.
Me too. That was the biggest surprise for myself, too.
Because, like, making my list, I expected to put a lot more old movies, because I shouldn't say old movies, but...
I wanted to put classics in there for sure, but I was thinking, like, what would I choose if I had to choose just one? And that was the first thing that popped into my mind.
Like, I've got a couple classics, but... Right. Anybody who knows me would probably know what I chose, but...
Mm.
But yeah, like, a lot of those are... It's interesting, because I think the movies I chose are a little more my taste, but I was curious, surprised, because a couple of those on there were ones that we had watched together. Like, Casablanca and Gattaca and stuff. But, I think your list is perfectly good. Perfectly great, I should say.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, well, let's take a little break. And what we're going to do next is we're going to publish this, and then...
We'll move on to my... 20 to 11.
Yeah. And then maybe tonight, maybe another night, we'll do...
Let's just do it.
All of them?
Yes.
All right. So you guys are going to have 80 minutes. 80 minutes? Can I do math? 80 minutes. Or something like that. All right. Well... Just enjoy the dishwasher soap commercials and Pizza Hut and the Honda ads, and we'll be back after these messages.
Yeah, and don't forget. Once it's posted, you don't have to listen to it all at once.
That's right. You can just pause and come back.
Or you can listen to it carefully, like, before you go to bed each night, and just save it.
You're waving your pen like a school marm. I really like that. All right, so we'll be back in just a few minutes, I guess.
Yep.
All right. Enjoy this brief rest.
Yeah, see you soon.